Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy day after time change combined with a Monday. Come on. Anyway, so this is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. So there was a packed house at a Bad Axe school board meeting Thursday night as parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of the facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th graders would attend the current high school, while young 5s through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Bad Axe Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future. But many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators pushed back, noting the programs have shared space for years without incident, and emphasizing that Ascent students are part of the Bad Axe district. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they're open to further discussion. The board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. With a little help from the police officer who found it in distress, an owl has reclaimed the skies above Saginaw County less than 2 months since it suffered a broken wing. Representatives of the nonprofit Wildlife Rehabilitation Organization Association of Rescue Critters, or ARC, on the afternoon of February 25th, traveled from St. Helen to St. Charles with the male gray phase eastern screech owl in tow. They met with police officer Taya Catherwood near the Saginaw Street M52 bridge spanning Bad River near Oak Street, where Catherwood had rescued the wounded owl in early January. A Bay County woman has taken responsibility for killing two Genesee County men in a drunken crash following her bartending shift. Ashley Setkowiak, 34, appeared in a wheelchair before Bay County Circuit Judge Jesse Scott Wood on Monday, March 2nd, and pleaded no contest to all three charges against her. Two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing death, and one count of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury. The charges are a 20 and 10-year felonies, respectively. We'll be right back.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francik Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150. And see what Kinetico water system is right for you.
Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way, you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
And we're back. Two moose died during a wildlife research effort in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last month, though officials say the project now has placed data collecting tracking collars on 56 animals. Scientists are studying the herd to determine why the population has remained stagnant and even declined, rather than growing toward earlier projections of many as 1,000 animals. Last month, wildlife crews spent 4 days capturing, collaring, and releasing 41 moose, which is more than double the number handled in last year's effort. On the first day of the fieldwork in mid-February, crews handled and released 4 moose. 2 died while recovering from sedation, including a mature cow and a young bull. The work we do involves risks associated with wildlife capture, and we take great precautions to ensure those risks are minimized, said Tyler Pedroli, Northern Michigan Wildlife Research Specialist for the State Department of Natural Resources. It is one of the most horrific and bizarre homicides in recent Saginaw County memory. A woman tortured to death inside a hotel room, after which her boyfriend stayed with her body wrapped in a bedspread. Her boyfriend has now taken responsibility for killing her, something that will net him decades in prison. The trial of Daniel J. Varnes was scheduled to begin with jury selection before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson on Tuesday, March 3rd. Varnes, 47, instead opted to plead no contest to all 3 charges against him: second-degree murder, torture, and concealing the death of an individual. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.